It's 9:06 on ABC Riverina. And do you remember any of the ad campaigns to encourage us to cover up and avoid exposure to sun? There was Slip, Slop, Slap and the Mino Fry. And then, of course, to remind the kids at the pool, there was that little jingle we heard then. But did any of this work for you out and about in the paddocks? Crystal Schmidt-Kroner is a doctor and wants to research some skin cancer, in particular a certain group. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. How are you today?
Well, thank you. You want to look at farmers and their exposure to skin, their skin exposure to the sun.
That is absolutely right, Simon. I've done a course about farmers' health and safety, and I've learned to realise that farmers have a lot of work-specific health risks, and I think the sun exposure as farmers is one of them. And so I'm doing a research project where we take groups of farmers, of about 10 farmers at the time, and just sit down at a round table discussion and have a talk about skin protection and what sort of things work well for farmers and what sort of things are really not practical at all, and just to find out a bit more about why skin protection can be a difficult thing sometimes.
People often talk about tan lines on feet and things like that. I mean, that's the thing. If they've had that much exposure to skin, they've possibly got some damage, haven't they?
Oh, that is very, very true. I think, you know, we know that in Australia that we've got the highest rates of skin cancers. We know that farmers, of all the outdoor workers, are most exposed to sun. And we know that the UV radiation is listed as a class one cancer-causing agent. So it would make a lot of sense where you think the people that work outdoors would cover up. But for some reason, what we don't really understand is why the number of skin cancers still go up. And so that those sort of tan lines and the amount of sun damage that we see on people's skins certainly would indicate that we should be able to make it more practical or help the farmers out better to protect them better for the sun. And so, sorry?
Have things improved? I know clothing and things are lighter and things like that, so you'd think there's certainly options there to wear outside.
Yeah, well, that's true. And if you think about the Slip, Slop, Slap campaign, it certainly has worked really well for preschool, school children, other outdoor workers, beachgoers. But what we're not really sure is how for farmers things like sunscreen might irritate the skin if you're sweaty or if they have problems with the right hat or long sleeve. And the truth is, Simon, it's never really been asked. So we've been collecting a lot of data about farmers and what they do, but nobody ever actually sat down with a group of farmers and say, let's talk. What's your opinion? You know, why would you find it hard or why is it working well? There'll be farmers out there thinking, what's she on about? I do all these things. I do the sunscreen, the hat, the long sleeves, et cetera, sunglasses, which would probably be about 1 in 4. But there's still quite a fairly large group that will say, no, I'm wearing a hat and that's about it. And there's people say, I just don't worry about it. So overall, there's room for improvement, and there certainly should have been over the last sort of 35 years, ever since the Slip, Slop, Snap campaign started, but there's still actually a rising number of skin cancers at the moment. So somehow we need to find out how we can improve things. And the research that I'm doing is looking at farmers in particular, and I'm looking still for about 15 more volunteers to come and join me around the table.
And how can they contact you, Doctor?
Oh, if it'd be okay, I'll be available on my mobile phone, which is 0427405255, and I'll put a link up on the website of the Farmers Health Centre in Hamilton. That there is they do a lot of research about farmers' health and safety, and their website is farmerhealth.org.au, and they've got excellent resources about all the farm safety and health things that matter to farmers. So that'd be a really good resource, and they can find me up on there as well.
Why does Australia have such a high rate of skin cancers? I mean, I know we have a lot of sun, but surely lots of other countries do as well.
Well, that's true. There is still that thing that we've known for many years, that the ozone layer over Australia is thinner than other areas in the world. So the UV index is much higher in Australia, and that's something that you can always look up in the weather forecast, what the UV index is going to be on that day. And it can be quite high even on a cloudy day. So if you're waiting for the sun to burn on your skin, you're already a bit too late. to the Australians and New Zealanders that we have to really be more precise about protecting than possibly countries in the Northern Hemisphere.
I've gone to the Bureau of Meteorology website where it gives a weather forecast. It does give a UV alert. Today it's from 10 past 10 to 2:20, and it gives it as 5, which is moderate. So what should we be doing in those circumstances, Doctor?
Yeah, so actually if it goes over 3, you need to start protecting yourself. And there is a really clever app that you can put on your iPhone too, which is from SunSmart site, and that will give you a warning on your phone. If it goes over 3, you should start to do all your precautions. So that includes your hat and your sunscreen and your glasses. But again, I'm looking to hear from farmers which of these things they really do find helpful and which ones they don't, to come up with maybe a bit more appropriate advice. But as soon as it goes over 3, in that time frame, yeah, you should start to do your skin protection.
What does it play, that little jingle they play at the pool? Or what, something else? You said the app gives them a warning?
The app will give you a warning to say start protecting yourself from now. It will also give you a 2-hour warning after you first applied your sunscreen to reapply it. So that's one of the things that we often find, that if you put it on in the morning and you don't put it on again later in the day, you've sort of done only half a job. So it will give you another a reminder after 2 hours to reapply. And once it's sort of dropped down below 3 again, you can, for the rest of the day, then safely not be too worried about the skin protection.
I've got your details. I'll give those out again. But thanks for having a chat this morning, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Simon. Have a lovely day.
And you. That's Dr. Crystal Schmidt-Kroner, and her phone number, 0427 405 255, 0427 405 255. And that's farmershealth.org.au. That group, farmershealth.org.au. It's 9:13. You're on ABC Riverina.